Welcome to The Emo Show. I'm your host, Lynn, and today we have a special guest. This episode, we are traveling to the Midwest of the U.S. I had the pleasure of meeting the three members of Midsummer. They're an alternative rock band, and here's a clip of their song, Get Out of My Head.
Get out of my head.
Did you guys always know each other, or did you just kind of meet and think, like, let's start a band?
I think Jake and Will knew each other, but I did not know either of them. I wanted to start a band in, like, late 2018, early 2019, and I had just put out some, like, ads on Facebook and Twitter, and we kind of met through that.
Cool. So on May 21st, you guys dropped your EP, Nothing Feels Right Anymore, and that was all done virtually. What was it like not being able to do like a tour for it or be out there?
Shitty. Sucked.
It sucked.
Yeah. It was weird recording it, like not going to a studio. We just sent it virtually to our friend Aaron to mix. And then not being able to like rehearse the songs or, you know, play live shows. It definitely was weird and not fun.
So June 25th, you had your video premiere for Get Out of My Head. That was also all done virtually. So like, what was the response behind it?
It's been good so far. Yeah, again, it is weird that like people haven't heard these songs live yet or anything, but the response has been good. People actually said this is probably their favorite song off the EP, which was a surprise to us because we kind of pushed the song Too Long as like the main single. But yeah, a lot of people like this one better, so it was interesting to hear that.
So do you guys have any like plans for touring in the near future?
Not in the near future, no. I mean, we had plans right before the pandemic hit to do kind of like a Midwest tour, but now just with personal things and still the state of the world being kind of fucked up, we don't have any plans. Hopefully maybe next year or something.
So that being said, like, if hopefully next year you get out to do a tour, would you guys come to Canada?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Canada
would be sick. Yeah, I've got some newly made friends up there too, and I'm sure they love that as well.
Maybe I'll move up there. Kind of sick of the US.
So obviously you probably haven't been together a lot during the pandemic. So what was it like writing music?
Again, shitty. I think that kind of fueled the music in a way, or at least the lyrics and stuff, just being alone. Just some of the, like the depression and stuff that went along with the past year. It definitely sucked not being able to like work out ideas as a band. Like with our last two songs, we had played them as a band multiple times, you know, at shows and practices before we recorded them. And I think that just made the songs better. But with this, it's like everything just went from my head to the computer, and it turned out good, but I don't know, it was kind of missing something.
So what kind of got you into making music?
For me, it was probably one, being named after a famous musician, and two, my dad played guitar growing up, and I had a lot of fond memories of him like playing Beatles songs and stuff, and I think I always wanted to emulate him, and I thought he was cool at the time. And yeah, I guess that's probably what got me started in it.
I've just always loved music since I was little. Like, I remember riding in the back of my mom's car and she'd fucking be playing like Bon Jovi and stuff, and just made a positive impact in my life, like from an early age.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know. I just always wanted to play the drums. And then I bought my first drum set at like 20 and kind of just like taught myself. But I had friends in bands and stuff that had drum sets. So like we had a pretty big strong scene when I was like a teenager. And so I was always at everyone's house, like just getting on their drums and trying to figure stuff out.
You guys probably have been loving music your whole life. If you could collab with anybody, dead or alive, who would you really want to collab with?
Davey Havoc, hands down.
I don't know who that is.
The vocalist. Wow, you're out.
The vocalist for AFI.
Okay. Dead or alive? Probably go Billy Corgan, maybe Smashing Pumpkins. Probably one of my favorite bands of all time, and I was named after him, so.
MJ.
Michael Jackson.
100%. Or Prince. Is Prince still alive?
No.
Prince is dead. MJ or Prince, just because, like, I don't even know what I would do. Like, being in the presence of the two greatest, like, pop stars, rock stars of almost, like, all time, it would just be a learning experience, I think.
So anyone listening, midsummerband.com. Find all of our merch. We got brand new merch that we just released like a week ago or something. So, and all of our music links.
And yeah, hopefully we get some more Canadian fans.
Yeah.
It's hard to branch out from, you know, your current fans and your current scene. So like we appreciate the interview because like we obviously want to branch out and gain more fans like internationally. So yeah, like check out the music. Hopefully you dig it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
That was the band Midsummer. You can check them out on all platforms.